This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The news of the day. The news is that we are, this is not news though, we're here every day. When I say we, it's the ladies of the day along with me on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. The Dougster just posted a picture, facebook.com/DJV show, of Daisy asleep on the couch. It's a rather interesting position that she finds herself in, and you're into dogs, into the program, into the caricatures that come as a result of how either we act like our dogs or they act like us. You might want to check out that check out the shot of Daisy May. Meanwhile, the quickie at the top of the hour is the list of the top airlines for 2019, according to J.D. Power and Associates. And I find it interesting to look at the 10 airlines in the survey, how they were scored and what scores they got. JetBlue and Southwest tied for first place in overall satisfaction. And the J.D. Power ranking is something I'd respect because they kind of get it. And they are good at looking into how people use facilities, just companies in general. So every one of these, The top two scored 817 out of a possible 1,000 score. JetBlue was up 5 points from last year. Southwest fell a point. Alaska was next with a score of 801, up 26 points. Rounding out the top five, Delta was 788. And American came up significantly, whether or not it's because they finally realized that dumping all the free in-flight entertainment isn't a smart idea. And yeah. So, and I noticed that they put the entertainment devices back into some of the planes they've taken them out of, which I thought was interesting as well. Number six on the list is WestJet. Not many people fly it. It's a Canadian airline. It's okay. They're okay. United is number seven, up from last year a little bit point-wise. Air Canada is eight, down from last year. Spirit Airlines, my God, why in the hell are they even in here? The last two are airlines of no consequence at all as far as I'm concerned, and I'm a frequent flyer. Spirit Airlines sucks. They're at number nine, and Frontier apparently sucks more because they're at number 10. And Allegiant wasn't even in the top 10. They suck more than the other two. So there you go. And there's the roundup of the top five. All right, so Jen, time for you to round them up. Head them up. Head them out.
Well,
what do we
flying.
Have?
You're flying, and I'm walking.
Okay.
And there's a new study that's out. Remember, we've always heard this number, 10,000 steps a day, that if you go 10,000
yes.
steps a day, you have optimal
yeah.
health.
Yes.
Well, this has been going on for decades. There's a new marketing campaign launched in Japan to promote a pedometer. That's where it started, by the way. And so someone at Brigham and Women's Hospital, Min Lee, actually, a researcher, said, I was really curious. Do we really need to walk 10,000 steps for a better life? So she put together a study that included 17,000 women of a certain age. Their average age was 72. The women all agreed to clip on tracking devices to track their steps as they went about their day-to-day activities. And it turns out that women who took just about 4,000 steps a day got a boost in longevity compared with women who took fewer steps. So the optimal number for women who want to see a bump in longevity and good health, you take 4,400 steps per day on average. You're 40% less likely to die during the follow-up period of 4 years compared with women who took 2,700 steps. So 4,400 steps seems to be the optimal number. Another surprise of her survey, she said the benefits of walking maxed out at about 7,500 steps. So women who walked more than 7,500 steps per day saw no additional boost in longevity. This is good news for women who may be intimidated by that number of 10,000. Maybe they have some injuries that prevent them from getting getting there. But according to research now, you want to aim for 4,400 steps and no more than 7,500 steps a day. I mean, obviously you can always do more, but that's where your peak benefits come in. So kind of interesting, science once again disproving itself a bit.
Ah, yes, don't we love science? All right, Victoria, what do you have that's cooking?
Well, here's a really good story. I think we need some good news. And
yep.
So a man in North Carolina got some very good news on Tuesday. He won $344 million in the Powerball jackpot. It's the largest prize in North Carolina's history. He is a 66-year-old retiree from Raleigh, North Carolina. And he said that when he called his wife on Tuesday morning to tell her about him having the winning numbers, he didn't realize how much he won. He told his wife that he thought he won $50,000.
Really?
Turns out 344.6 add that on to the 50,000 that he thought he won. Then he said he actually realized that he had matched all six numbers to win the grand prize. He thought he only had a few of the numbers correct, so he called his wife back and said, actually, I won the whole thing. And she said, well, how much is the whole thing? He said, I don't know, I just played. I didn't really look at what the jackpot was. And then the coolest part of this is that the numbers that he played are actually from a fortune cookie that his stepdaughter had a few years ago at the age of six. And he saved the fortune cookie numbers that his stepdaughter gave him, and she was only six at the time. And so those are the numbers that he played. Talk about good fortune. My gosh.
Yeah.
So those are the numbers he played, and $344 million later, he said, I never expected to win. I just got lucky.
Yep. There were two deep-sea fishermen who made quite a catch this week as well. They were off the South Carolina coast, 70 miles southeast of Charleston. They pulled a package out of the water wrapped in black plastic. It was 30 to 50 kilos of cocaine, street value of $750 to $1 million. The fishermen said they'd seen a school of mahi-mahi jumping in the water near a pile of debris. After about 3 hours, they decided to see what the debris was. They pulled it aboard. They opened the package, contacted the Coast Guard, which notified the local police department. Officers met the fishermen in an area marina, stood by until the Coast Guard and DEA arrived, taking possession of the narcotics. So what do they do? Somebody does something like that. To the people who get, do they get a reward? Is that what happens when you
think so.
Turn something
think,
like that in?
I think legally you're supposed to turn it in, so I guess it's just sort of like, thank you for obeying the laws.
Would you have been prompted, would you have been tempted to sell it on the open market if you found it? What would you
to be honest, no, of course not. No, okay. But to be perfectly honest, I wouldn't even know where to begin selling cocaine.
I wouldn't even know what it looked like. Never mind what to do with it.
All I know is that it's a white powder. I wouldn't have the first clue. I would be the worst drug dealer ever because I wouldn't have any customers.
Right. The
police did say though,
baby powder.
Yeah, the police did say it is very unusual. They find this kind of stuff down in the Caribbean all the time, and but they said it's very unusual that it was so far north off of Charleston. So that maybe it was on its way to New York, New Jersey, I don't know, something happened.
Going on.
Yeah.
A federal judge has cited the First Amendment in yet another case of neo-Nazis winning in court. Judge says he's tossing out all charges against three men who belong to a neo-Nazi organization which has been accused of conspiring to assault their ideological opponents. The government prosecuted, and they're trying to curtail white supremacist violence and activity in our country, but because it is a First Amendment issue, makes a lot of people crazy. It does. Makes me nuts. Crazy.
But that's as long as they're not doing anything to harm anyone,
right, just talk.
Then that's, then it's rhetoric.
Talk.
So
yeah. Right. 15 past the hour on today's DJV program. All that good stuff. This is the DJV program at 18 and change past the hour.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Direct mail that's on target.
Staples Direct Mail Service can help you design your direct mail and open the door to new customers.
Bring in your own mailing list, or we'll help you build one based on location or demographics. We can handle everything from prep to delivery.
And now, get 20% back in rewards on your color printing. Direct mail, banners, presentations, and more.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
And 6/22/19, in-store only. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/20back for details.
If you lack energy and can't get your work done every day, you're struggling to get back into shape, all those sorts of things, you don't have a lot of drive and performance, then there is a solution. The daily routine that you're going through may be difficult, but thanks to NuGenix, N-U-G-E-N-I-X, you're feeling exhausted, this will fix that. You're not performing like you used to? NuGenix can help. High levels of testosterone play an important part in helping men preserve their energy and performance. So let's get into this overall wellness and fitness. Let's restore it. Let's get the tool. Revive your confidence by getting a free bottle of NuGenix. Free bottle of NuGenix. Just text FORCE to 321-321. Yep. Free bottle, NuGenix. Text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. Very simple. Be on your way to a more confident you. Text FORCE to 321-321.
Do you think you can lose fat cells without dieting? Science says the answer is yes. It's not about a fast process, but when you give your body back what it needs, you can lose weight without having to diet. Calitrin is specially formulated to do exactly that and proven for healthy and safe weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin. So far I've lost 35¾ inches, and I've lost 45 pounds.
My name is Judy. I live in Newburgh, Indiana. I've lost 21 pounds. On Calitran. I really like it.
I had exercised and nothing made a difference, so I got the Calitran and I tried it and was amazed at how well Calitran really worked, and it also took my hot flashes away, so it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Give your body back what it needs with Calitran. Check it out online at TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS for Calitran's big sale. Again, that's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Well, this is kind of interesting. This week, the House has passed a bill to give 2 million undocumented immigrants a chance at legal status and eventual citizenship, including the so-called Dreamers who came here as children, others with temporary humanitarian protection. I wonder what we think about that. I'm sort of surprised because the Republicans haven't liked any of these bills heretofore, and in order for it to pass, the House got to have Republican support. So it's interesting to see.
I don't understand the beef with Dreamers. You know, they're mostly younger. They're in school. They're, when you look at the stats of them, they're successful.
It's a numbers thing. I think it's a numbers thing as much as anything else, Victoria. I don't know that, but I just, you know, you look at 2 million new people being added to the roster here.
Well, they're already here.
Yeah, I know they.
I mean, it's not like we're opening the floodgates. You know, they're already here. Yeah.
Discussions galore here on the DJV program. The most recent podcast is posted at djvshow.com. We're talking about why you want to stay away from the Dominican Republic for vacation. Also, a focus on what happened to that North Korean official we thought was dead. Not so fast there, Charlie. And then the strange sort of combo thinking of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Ted Cruz, who want to drain the swamp. At that conversation in the current DJV show podcast, Jane Fonda opening up about her anxiety, Ariana Grande fans uniting to support her after her allergic reaction, that conversation, a couple of big companies in hot water, Sephora and Boeing. So you can listen at djvshow.com or on your favorite podcasting platform. We stream as well at djvshow.com on demand.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The more I reject it, the more that it kicks in. Just enough to keep me on my toes.
Still got it.
I said, come on, time. I've beat you before. Come on, time. What have you got for me this time?
I'll take your words away. 86 he is, right?
Still
sounds good. Yep, sure does. There's just something about Willie Nelson that captures my imagination. Come on, Time's name of the new song. One night not long ago, Willie wrote a song, some lyrics about mortality, and sent them off to his producer, collaborator, Buddy Cannon. And this is what he wrote. Time, as you pass me by, why did you leave these lines on my face? Come on, time, you sure have put me in my place. The story is just one in Nelson's Ride Me Back Home trailer, which details the making of his new album, which comes out 21st of this month. Nelson, at his Luck, Texas ranch, describes the title of the album as being inspired by the horses he's rescued from slaughter. I'm beginning to do that with cows. I don't know if I told you that or not. I started a sanctuary for cows this spring on the farm.
That's great.
And that's what he's doing with horses. He also says his cover of Guy Clark's My Favorite Picture of You might be his favorite song on the album. My Favorite Picture of You.
It's bent and it's faded and it's pinned to my wall. Oh, and you were so angry, it's hard to believe that we were lovers at all.
What a great way of... That's so true, isn't it, huh?
There's a fire in your eyes.
It's still... That love is... What's the old expression? Face. Fine line between love and hate. Typical of Willie's sense of humor, he included a track with his two sons, Lucas and Micah, called Hard to Be Humble When You're Perfect in Every Way.
I saw that the song hasn't been released yet, but there's a little clip of it in this trailer, and it is just, it's so typical of Willie's sense of humor. It's really a cheeky, fun song.
His kids seem to really like him, too, it would seem. By the way, Willie's kicking off his Outlaw Music Festival in Bangor, Maine, the 14th of this month, which is a week from Thursday. The tour includes dates with Phil Lesh and friends, Alison Krauss, and some more people as well. I'd like to see that. I've always liked this guy. Always have liked him. Other country music news, Randy Travis is getting candid in a memoir. Remember, he suffered a stroke. What was it? 5 years, 4 years ago? 2013?
Yeah.
6 years ago. More than a month after he suffered that near-fatal stroke, doctors were not hopeful about his recovery. Complications piled up, collapsed lung, infections. He was in near-comatose state. His doctors told his girlfriend then it would be a matter of time before he just died. Heart stopped. Mary Travis would later marry Randy a couple of years later in 2015. Randy, who has aphasia, which is a condition that limits your ability to speak and give interviews, reveals his painful months-long recovery from the stroke in a new memoir, which chronicles his rise to fame in very candid terms, candid detail. Called Forever and Ever, Amen, the memoir of music, faith, and braving the storms of life. I'd like to read this. I don't read a lot of books, but I'd like to read this. Reveals his highs and lows from platinum albums and Grammy Awards to his arrest for driving under the influence and his divorce from his previous wife and manager. He's been in movies. He's
apparently she took a lot of his money, too, the ex-wife.
Yeah. Well,
he had a lot of financial problems, too.
Yeah, right, yeah. So, good luck to him. Good thoughts. Send him good thoughts and goodwill. That goes a long way. You know, the power of prayer, power of common thought. I got a lot. I like him. Randy Travis in our focus here on the DJV program, 28 after the hour.
Ah, the bull elk's bugle, one of nature's most wondrous sounds. That is not a bull elk. That's Kim. Her RV sewage tank is spewing all over her camper. Way, way out in the middle of elk country. Yep, there's an elk. And that's Kim. It's wild out there. When it gets too wild, Progressive has your RV covered. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover student loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Get up first thing, smoke a cigarette. Before lunch, after lunch. Now that I'm talking about it, I'm kind of feeling like I've lost about 4 hours of every day. I decided I needed to find an alternative. So I started looking, and then Juul came up. I did both for a while. And eventually, I just switched over. It's very quick.
Mimi made the switch July 2015. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Weird, boxy, funky, fun, iconic. You can call the Kia Soul a lot of things, but you can never call it boring. And now, with a wide variety of newly adapted trims, it's time to expand your vocabulary. The adventure-hungry Urban Explorer Soul X-Line, the stylish, tech-savvy Soul EX, and the relentlessly athletic, turbocharged Soul GT Line Turbo. The new species of Soul, the 2020 Soul. Give it everything.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump disputes a report suggesting that several parts of the trade deal with Mexico have been in the works for months. He says his administration has not been able to get Mexico to agree to the actions in full. He says he will announce at least one additional immigration measure at a later time. Reporter Michael Shear co-wrote the New York Times story saying that two major parts of the deal were among those on the table.
In both cases, those efforts are things that the Mexicans had largely agreed to months ago. In the case of the migrant protection protocols back in December of last year, there were a series of agreements essentially traded back and forth between the United States after weeks of negotiations between the two countries.
The president also says that Mexico will buy large quantities of U.S. farm products as part of the deal, but it's unclear whether such a promise was made.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Now, 34 after the hour here on the DJV program, working with these ladies is not like work at all. It's fun. Doug Steffen, having fun with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, just three of the people who have contributed a dollar, and the first million people who send me a dollar will get a copy of my new book, How to Become a Millionaire Using Social Media.
Yeah.
Are you trying to qualify for the Democratic debate or something? That's what they're all doing. Just send me 5 cents. And
send me a nickel. The state of Illinois, set to become the 11th state to legalize recreational weed. It sounds better when you say recreational marijuana. Even better if you say recreational cannabis, don't you think? Illinois House passed legislation that could make it the 11th state, along with Washington, D.C., to legalize recreational marijuana. The House gave passage of the bill 66-47. State becomes the second to legalize marijuana through legislation as opposed to a ballot measure if the governor signs the bill. The bill would allow residents to have up to 30 grams, non-residents up to 15 grams. Also allows the governor to pardon anybody with a conviction of possession under 30 grams. What difference does it make whether it's 30 grams?
Well, because if you get over 30 grams, then you get into the territory of you're intending to deal it. So if it's personal use under 30 grams, I agree with that.
Are they
definitely
have,
being
are they
able
have
to expunge those
stores?
Records.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, yeah, it would be just like, what do they have in Massachusetts? You've got dispensaries and stores, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah, we're opening up 6 of them in Framingham. And now with the new law, the bill in Illinois, sponsors say it's expected to bring $57 million in revenue for the state when the law goes into effect. This brings so much money into more than that is going to come into the state of Massachusetts from selling recreational marijuana.
You've got all the colleges.
Like, right, yeah. Well, and
don't
they're
get
open.
Excited, though. It might. But in California, they've been crying because legalized marijuana has not been bringing in the money they thought it would, because everybody in California who smoked marijuana probably already had a dealer or a dispensary, and they're still using those places instead of going to recreational stores. Mm. And that's been a real problem
not
in California.
The same
they've been. Yeah, they've actually been cracking down on people growing marijuana because they're so upset that people aren't buying it through the legal stores.
Well, everyone in California has a medical card, so you don't need
that. That's what I'm getting at. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Because it was so easy. First. Yeah.
Victoria, what do you have as a lead here?
Well, I've got one quick entertainment story that is probably going to make you very happy. Patrick J. Adams, who is one of the stars of Suits on USA, he plays the character Mike Ross. He has just announced that he is returning to the show for the final season. So there are a lot of Suits fans are very happy about that. Now, obviously, his wife is Meghan Markle on the show. She will not be returning.
No.
I'm not sure about the plot or how. If maybe are they still together, or are they going to acknowledge her character? I don't know, but he's going to be back for the final, the whole season. So there was a lot of speculation who would
return.
And they're
doing another show that's a spin-off of it as well. I think that may have already started, in fact.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Well, one of the lead stories that's trending right now is Alex Rodriguez. And the reason is because he's finally actually addressed the issue of that picture of him sitting on the throne in his apartment. And it was taken through a window of a nearby office building. The picture went viral immediately. And so he was on Good Day New York yesterday on Fox, and he talked about he's not going to sue, but he said, the one thing is, I actually do my best thinking there. So he said, I wasn't ready for the picture. It is what it is. I have to invest in some good blinds. And he said, I think that that's going to be my next move. So he has been exploring some legal options. However, New York City is one of those places, because everybody lives on top of each other, there are very lenient privacy laws. So there's really not much he can do legally, but buy some blinds.
How can you sue someone? I mean, he had a 6-foot-tall glass window that he was sitting right in front of going to the bathroom. How can you sue someone for taking a picture when you can, I mean, you could see easily in. But it's not like they were trying to take a sneaky picture.
That's very good. You covered it, Victoria. Nice job.
Get up first thing, smoke a cigarette. Before lunch, after lunch. Now that I'm talking about it, I'm kind of feeling like I've lost about 4 hours of every day. I decided I needed to find an alternative. So I started looking, and then Juul came up. I did both for a while. And eventually I just switched over, and it's very quick.
Mimi made the switch July 2015. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Today, business happens here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
California politicians are turning restaurant employees into criminals if they give their customers plastic straws. Several cities have already banned straws, but the state of California wanted to go further, imposing fines and jail sentences. The first draft would have fined waiters $1,000 or 6 months in jail for giving customers straws without being asked. The final version that became law reduced the amount of the fines, but any fine for just offering straws is ridiculous. America will survive this disposable straw crisis, but these nanny state politicians could be the straw that breaks the camel's back. Individual freedom is our birthright, and it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
It's Dodge Performance Days, where that new car smell gets replaced by the scent of burned rubber. With Dodge Charger and its available best-in-class 485 horsepower, Dodge Challenger Hellcat Red Eye with up to 797 horsepower and 707 pound-feet of torque, and the powerful 7-passenger Dodge Durango. Hurry in for great deals now at Dodge Performance Days. Warrants Dodge Regular Car Vehicle Segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
It's 43 after on the DJV program, and June has just begun, so we're celebrating Migraine and Headache Awareness Month. I've talked a little bit in the past about my own experience with some debilitating migraines. Luckily, they were in the past, but a lot of people still deal with chronic migraine every day or very often. So today we've brought on neurologist Dr. Jennifer Williams-McVig and Laurie Jennings of Good Housekeeping to talk about chronic migraines and specifically some issues and why they might be affecting you more this summer. So we're going to start with Laurie from Good Housekeeping. Now, I think most people know the name Good Housekeeping, but a lot of people don't necessarily associate it with health. Can you talk a little bit about why Good Housekeeping is partnering with Allergan and why they're specifically focusing on migraines and headaches?
Absolutely. So first and foremost, Good Housekeeping, one of our main pillars, health. So you might think of us for home food, but health is also very key to the messaging and the content that we produce for readers. We speak to over 40 million women a month, and it is many of those women who tell us they suffer from migraines and chronic migraines, as well as other stress-related conditions. So, you know, what we've learned over time is that information is power. The more information you have, the more you can seek treatment, the more you can seek an accurate diagnosis. And so that is why we have partnered with Allergan, because there is so much misinformation and good information out there if you know it. And that's why I'm here with Dr. McVig today to share some of that with you.
So let's go to Dr. McVig then. I mean, we mentioned that a ton of women are getting in touch with Good Housekeeping to talk about the issues that they're having with migraines. Is this an issue that impacts women more than men, or is it split pretty evenly between the sexes?
So when people are younger, it's equal, but then once we go through puberty, there's a distinct shift, and women struggle with migraine. 18% of women will struggle with migraines and only 6% of men with migraines. But overall, there's 3.3 million sufferers of chronic migraine in the U.S. right now.
So can you talk, I think that term can be a little confusing to people. I mentioned when I was younger, I had really big issues with migraines. I would have a ton of different issues with being able to see well. I would, you know, my head would be in a lot of pain. I couldn't speak. And so can you talk a little bit about what exactly constitutes a chronic migraine and why it's different than a normal headache?
Sure. Thank you. I actually struggle with migraines as well, which is why I went into this line of work as a neurologist. I'm happy to share this information because I'm very passionate about it. Chronic migraine is 15 or greater headache days out of the month. So almost every other day or more than every other day, someone's having a headache. Many of those headaches, about 8 of them within the month, are debilitating, as you said, with light sensitivity, sound sensitivity, nausea, even vomiting in some people. But it really interferes with your activities of daily living. In fact, about 90% of people say they can't function when they have a migraine. So even though they show up to work, they're not really mentally or physically there 100%.
Wow. I mean, just from my own experience, I can't imagine having to deal with that for half of a month. So this is kind of really amazing that you guys are coming on to talk about this. Now, I have a couple co-hosts on the show who specifically have had a lot of issues this summer with allergies and pollen, and it's, you know, totally disrupted their, they're always coughing and sneezing. Now, are those some common triggers for chronic migraine, or are there different triggers for migraines in the summer than those things?
I think those are some common triggers, but there's also other things like food, certain foods, some of our favorite foods, chocolate, wine, bacon, things like that, and then pressure, air pressure, stress, sleep-related things. So there are a lot of lifestyle factors that can trigger a migraine, and it really is about, again, knowing what your triggers are, perhaps writing them down so you know, when I drink wine, I have a headache. Maybe I shouldn't drink wine, that kind of thing. And then beyond that, seeking out that treatment. I mean, if you are someone who has more than 15 headache days a month, there is a treatment available that can really help prevent those headache days.
So, Lori, you know, you're a good housekeeping. You said that you mm-hmm. have a ton of different women contacting you about the issues that they have. Are there any mm-hmm. specific, you know, complaints that they have or any desires? You know, are they all just looking for, you know, a medication to use? Or what kind of questions are you getting from those women most often?
We are getting, I mean, really people are writing to us and sharing their stories. That's mm-hmm. first and foremost. So they'll tell us their migraine experience. They might tell us their experience with obesity or trying to quit smoking. I mean, people, in my experience, people are always trying to find, like, live their best life, whatever that means for that individual. Everyone wants less stress. Everyone wants more happiness. Everyone wants to be able to get out of bed and not have a headache or a migraine or deal with chronic migraine. And I think, you know, the treatment, the Botox treatment that Dr. McVig can share more about is so effective. Right.
Yeah, I mean, for me, as a migraine, as a woman, a professional woman who struggles with migraine, who has children, the last thing I want to do is have a long, busy day at work and miss my daughter's dance recital because I have a bad migraine.
Right.
And you're missing out on life. And as I said, prevention is the goal as opposed to band-aiding things and chasing your tail, trying to treat every event that you have. The nice thing is that the first FDA-approved medication out there, which is Botox, was first around in 2010. So we've had a lot of experience with this medication. I have a lot of patients that have had a great deal of benefit from the medication. As with any medication that you would use, there are advantages and there can be potential side effects. So knowing that if there's any kind of difficulty swallowing or allergic reaction, that you should notify the individual that you're working with, or if there's any weakness in the neck muscles, which we don't see so much anymore in practice, but is a potential side effect, you should talk to someone. So there is a website if people are interested, BotoxChronicMigraine.com. But if there's a headache specialist in your area, a neurologist or a pain management specialist can also be helpful, but the website can be very helpful as well.
Okay, can you say the name one more time? You said...
Sure, it's BotoxChronicMigraine.com.
Got it. Thank you so much. I know that I will actually be looking that up later today. I've never tried Botox. I was lucky enough that my migraines kind of dissipated for the most part, you know, after puberty, but occasionally I'll still get them. And thank you so much to Dr. Jennifer Williams McVig and Lori Jennings of Good Housekeeping. The website, again, is BotoxChronicMigraine.com. Thank you guys so much. I think this information is going to be really important to a lot of people this summer. It's 50 minutes after the hour on the DJV Show.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows. Pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right. And now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
After the hour now, it's time for a visit from Nick Miles, our auto expert. His website, OurAutoExpert.com, full of his exploits, reviews of cars from top to bottom, big ones, small ones, old ones, new ones. He's rolling into our ears in a moment here with a focus on electric cars and what's going on. I think the state of the industry is where we should start in just a matter of moments. First, though, ride-sharing apps. Let's examine them. They seem to be here to stay, that's for sure. Companies are making them safer than ever, as we hear in this overview by Andy Solomon.
Rideshare platforms are here to stay and have evolved to provide riders with even better experiences. Sheriff John Wetzel, chairman of the National Sheriff's Association Traffic Safety Committee, retired sheriff of Oklahoma County, and the former president, International Association of Chiefs of Police, explains.
Companies like Lyft are making rider safety a priority by continuously screening their drivers. Before getting into any car, riders should always match the license plate and car model and driver's name with what's shown in the app.
According to Wetzel, communities where Lyft is available have also seen lower rates of impaired driving and fatal crashes.
For example, Miami-Dade police announced there had been a 65% decline in impaired driving arrests in 2017 compared to the four prior years, thanks in part to ride-sharing. Nationally, 71% of Lyft riders say they are less likely to drive while impaired because of the availability of ride-sharing services.
For more information, visit Lyft.com.
All right, so a couple of things going on here, Nick, in terms of labor. Ford says they're laying off 10% of their salaried workers. Is that because of the impact, you think, of computers and the way cars are being built by, well, robots aren't going to affect salaried workers. They're mostly the ones that are the checkers on the line, right? And most
yeah, I,
You know, Doug, Ford have been spending years trying to work out how to make their vehicles for less money and how to invest less money in them and make it more cost efficient. So they've been working on the process for a while. But, you know, as we move forward, jobs in the car industry are changing. They've gone from a guy standing on the line with a welding torch to automatic welding robots, and now the panels coming in pretty much pre-shipped or being bonded with glue instead of being welded, which is actually stronger. But the same thing is going with the kind of cars that we're all looking for. As we move to different kinds of cars, there is less work involved in actually manufacturing them, and some parts are made actually outside the factory now.
I thought I knew my way around. I did not. I've never heard even things like JB Weld, that stuff is stronger than a regular weld. The glues are stronger than welds. That's something. It must be a new kind of a new breed of glue.
Yeah, Jaguar Land Rover started doing some stuff on their cars probably about 10, 12 years ago, where they found that using bonding, especially on things like aluminum, using bonding and glue along with the welds was actually making it stronger. And now that bonding has got really strong, where you're making chemicals that, where the pieces of metal can't actually be separated. And remember, there's a lot of plastic on cars now as well, and you can't weld plastic, so it makes a lot more sense.
All right, so electric vehicles would be where you said the interest in new cars. So is the electric vehicle market what is costing the jobs?
Yeah, in fact, VW just announced that they're going to take less people to make their electric cars than they are going to take to a regular gas car. And as we make the shift to electricity, it means that less people are going to be involved down the line in making these vehicles. I mean, there's no transmission, for instance, in an electric car. So the power goes straight to the road. So there tends to be less parts, less to do in the factory. So we're going to see probably less people on the production line making cars. Now, that doesn't mean that there's going to be overall less jobs involved in it, because in the industry as a whole, there's going to be a lot of other things that people need to be doing. But definitely making the cars, VW announced yesterday that it looks like less people are going to be needed as they convert their factories to electric factories.
All right. And then there's the problems that the old cars have, like Honda recalling 137,000 vehicles this week. What happened in the airbag department?
When will the airbag problems go away? It seems like when we just think we're out of the woods, there is a new one. This covers an awful lot of new models, and Honda are now saying they have 137,000 vehicles in the U.S. with airbag problems. I wish I could list them off, but your show is only so long. It seems like there's models that span over 5 or 6 years, different ones, but they do have it at the Honda website. But if you have a new CRV, make sure that your airbag is checked.
All right, you're always welcome to spend more time with us if you'd like. Your choice. Nick Miles, website rautoexpert.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.